my name is Lila Nash, and I am interviewing Howard Knickerbocker at Noble Horizons. Nick, as he is called, is a native of Salisbury and a lifelong resident, and he has been the town's surveyor for over 30 years. I'm sure he will have some interesting things to tell about the land, the natives, and the simple life when he was a boy. Howard, tell me about the beginning of your life in Salisbury. You were born on
November 15, 1906.
Up on Factory Street, what they then call Factory Street.
Yeah.
And why was it called Factory Street?
Because there used to be a factory up there, Salisbury Cutlery and Handle Company.
And other factories?
Yeah, and down below was the rubber shop.
And anything else? Can you tell me about the Salisbury Cutlery Handle Company? It's one of the first industries in town.
Well, they made knife handles. They were jack knives and cutlery.
Wasn't your grandparents involved there?
Yeah, Grandpa Washington.
Your grandfather Washington?
William Washington, yeah.
And where did they come
from? England. See, the Warners, I guess, and Edwards, they transported them from England to...
They came over from England,
yeah,
to work for Charlie Keysworth first.
Yes.
And then it was sold to the Warners.
Yeah.
And your grandfather was one of the leading men at the Cutlery Handle.
Yeah.
And who else worked there? Any more of all your relatives?
Well, let's see. Well, let's see.
William Parsons.
No,
all the Parsons boys.
Virginia's
Oh, yes, the Parsons boys. They're all your cousins, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yes, and your mother's sister married John Parsons, J.R. Parsons, and they all worked there at the cutlery. Mm-hmm. And can you tell me anything more about the family and your when you lived up in on Washington Street, or what's now Factory Street? You can tell me about the little house. You lived in the little house there.
Yeah, the house.
It's right in the little triangle.
Yeah, triangle.
Well,
yeah.
The Bunker Hill and Mount Riga is where you lived when you were a young boy.
Yeah.
And,
when I was a young boy, I lived with Grandpa Washington.
Oh, you lived with Grandpa Washington.
Yeah,
and he lived across the way?
Well, right by the pond there.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. I see. And what was your youth like when you lived there, your roots? And what was the town like then, the neighbors?
I don't remember much.
You don't remember much about it.
No.
And told me once about there were no toys in those days for children. And what did you do? You said you used to play, you and your brothers, with the black snakes on the mountain.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Chase the black snakes. Black snakes and chase the rattlesnakes.
Yeah, and the black snakes you... You put them around, you used the black snakes for a belt. Well...
They used to grow about 6 or 7 feet long.
They did, 6 or 7 feet long. Mm-hmm. Now, you after school and graduation, what did you do then?
Well, I think I worked for a group called Grand Captain for a little while, didn't I?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was good.
When did you become interested in surveying?
Well, when I went to work for the Union Service, it's in coal. Well, surveying. And then after about a year, you didn't want to walk around anymore, so you get into business.
You got the business,
yeah.
Mr. Coles. And
in
how?
Service at that time.
And how about Mr. Petty? William Petty? Did you know him and?
No, he, I guess, well, Mrs. Petty, Julia Petty.
Miss Julia Petty, that was just his daughter.
Yeah, and I got the records from her I bought from.
I see. The maps, you mean, his maps. And you have all those maps now, about how many of them? And how many were, did you have all together, land maps? Mm-hmm. And did you, you did a lot of surveying all through the village and? And, nothing has been compared to the, when you speak about the landscape, it's about the same as it was before. Now you have been a member of the Rotary Club now, haven't you? For how many years?
Since they started.
Since they started.
Yeah, I guess about six months after it started.
Uh-huh. But you're not. I see, and you have been a member there. What did you? What was your recreation in your later years? I mean, you, the young men of the town, where did they congregate?
Sam Parker's once in a while.
At Sam Parker's, that's over on the Millerton Line.
Yeah.
And they used to congregate over there. And what was your experiences there? You, I understand that you used to drive the late Howard Hughes back up to Lansing Hill when he was courting Mary Lansing.
Yeah.
You would drive him up there and he would, and what would he, he'd drive, they'd go up, come up and get you, or how was he? What did you think of him? You used your car to take him home, and to take him back up to Lansing after he imbibed too much. And how did he feel about that? Was he, what kind of a person was he when he was a young man?
Oh, very nice.
Very nice.
Mm-hmm.
And generous. Before you retired and came up to Noble Horizons, you were very active. And where did you live? Where over? Over on the Interlaken Road.
Yeah,
near next to Interlaken Inn and Interlaken Inn. And you were married to a Sharon girl, were you not?
Virginia
Middlebrook. And you have two sons.
Douglas and
Perry. And Douglas, what is Douglas doing now?
He works for IBM in the kitchen, does his computers.
And how about Perry?
Perry, he's a civil engineer up in Boston, the side of Boston. And there's that highway for the state of Massachusetts.
Mm-hmm. And you had anticipated that Perry might pick up your surveying in Salisbury.
Yeah.
But what happened?
Well, just got a wonderful job up there.
And what do you, how do you, now that you have, you've sold your property over your home and you are now a resident of Nova Horizons, and how are you, how do you like it here?
Well, it's very nice.
Very,
very nice, beautiful people.
So that you think you are settled in now and you like it here?
Yeah, I guess so. Of course, the boys don't let me live alone anymore.
No, you can't. Now, when we get older, we can't live alone, more or less. And Noble Horizons is a good place to be.
Yeah. You know,
that was nice. Is there any other stories that you know about the town that you would like to relate? Then I guess we can close the interview, and I can thank you, and I would say Cousin Howard.
That's right.